you can join us online at thegraceplace.com. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday at The Grace Place, where we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
He says here, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. This is the wedding in Cana. This is when everything shifted, everything changed. The whole trajectory of Jesus' ministry changed. Jesus says unto her, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. I love that portion of scripture, and many of you have heard me say it on a number of occasions, but this miracle at Cana shows us something that I believe we're living in a time where God is doing things like this. The governor of the feast, now they started out with the good wine, and they drank until there was no more wine, and Jesus created another wine. But the wine they started out with that was good was the wine or the grapes that were fermented from the vine that came out of the ground and were earthly, went through a natural progression of being fermented and became wine. But the wine that Jesus created was not from the vine. It was divine. There's a difference. There's the wine from the vine, and then there's the divine wine. Are you following me? Why it's important for us to have new wine skins is because the wine that's beginning to come is not from the vine. It's a wine that if you try to put it in the old wine skin, it will burst the wine skin and you will lose the divine wine. It's something that cannot be explained. Something that does not go through natural progression. I can see in my spirit many people who have just, you know, you've always been very linear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Chronos. But you're about to encounter a kairos. Now let me explain. The kairos and the chronos are different. Chronos is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's chronological. It's chronos. But see, you're waiting on something to happen, and you're just going through the paces. But God's got something divine that awaits. Eros intersects the Kronos. And when the Kairos, it could be on a Monday. It could be on a Tuesday. It could be on a Sunday about 11:07 a.m. in the morning. But the Kairos intercepts the Kronos. And no matter what condition you are in, no matter what's going on around you, no matter how bad you might feel, no matter what was said, no matter how marginalized you've been, no matter what is going on in the world, when the Kairos strikes, what has to happen will happen. That's the divine wine. It don't take time like we know it. Anybody ready for a miracle? Hallelujah. We're in an age of miracles. The widow woman went before the unjust judge. Said, avenge me of my adversary. He said, woman, leave my courtroom. The widow woman had the least status in society. Judge didn't have to look at her, pay her any attention. She had no right in the courtroom. She left, but she came back. Amen. See, something about that widow woman. When you get to a place where you will not be denied. Come on, I'm telling you, get the bull by the horns. And you, see, this is, I call it bulldog faith. You know, before pit bulls, there was the bulldog. But you know, a pit bull will bite down on something and you got to beat it off. See, this is how you got to get with faith. Come on, not wavering, not guessing, not, you know, that's the old wine. Wavering and then, come on, excuse me, you have to have this assurance in your heart and do what is necessary to bite down, so to speak, and not let go. This widow woman, she got put out of the courtroom, she came back. She said, avenge me of my adversary. And the judge says, you don't get out of here, I'm going to have you arrested. She left. But she came back again. See, what she was experiencing was Kronos. See, a lot of people want Kairos, but don't deal with Kronos. Somebody get that later. See, Monday she was told to get out of the courtroom. And if she didn't go through the Kronos, she'd stop going. But she said, no, this is what I can do. I can go back on Tuesday. They'll put me out again, but I can go back on Wednesday. They'll put me out again, but I can go back on Thursday. They'll put me out again. But while I'm going, I'm believing. While I'm going, I'm expecting something to happen. While I'm going, I know God is on my side. While I'm going, I know God is my avenger. You are responsible for Kronos. Tell somebody, don't you give up. Don't you ever give up. Ain't no quitting you. You might get knocked down, but get back up. You might feel discouraged. Amen. Encourage yourself in the Lord. I said, encourage yourself in the Lord. David had lost everything. And his mighty men. Read the history of these men. These weren't no jokers to be playing with. They all spoke of stoning David. They was going to kill him. 400 of them. Now think about it. I want you to think about this a minute. One of them killed 800 folk by himself. All at once. And they talking about stoning David. Now right there, I'd have slipped on out in the night. I'd have gone on out of there. That was just one of them. One of them slew a lion with his bare hands in the snow. They had reputations. And they said, we're going to kill David. He done made us lose everything. But guess what? Instead of David running, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Tell somebody, God ain't called me this far to leave me now. He ain't going to leave me high and dry. He ain't got me out here for nothing. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. David said, though 10,000 rise up against me, in this I will be confident. David knew something about the God that he served. You need to know something about the God that you serve. Israel knew what he could do, but Moses knew his ways. You may be facing the giants, but the bigger they are, guess what? Amen. I said, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I declare to you today, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And those lying tongues, those criticizing tongues, those condemning tongues, God gonna lock them up and shut them down. Amen. Anybody ready for some new wine? Some divine wine? Some kairos? I'm here to tell you this morning, something that's supposed to happen for you is about to happen for you. I said something that God has on his calendar is going to happen for you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. I said be patient. God's got this thing under control. He hadn't forgotten you. He hasn't neglected you. You're the apple of his eye. It doesn't matter what weapon you have seen form. I hear him say, I'm going to prepare your table in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to let them smell the steak, the fried fish, the shrimp. They're going to get a whiff of it. I'm going to prepare your table right in the presence of them. And they will do you no harm. Ah, somebody need to grab a hold of that. I'm pouring out some new wine for you this morning. Get rid of that old wineskin. Things are about to change for you. Tell somebody right now, let God have his way. You see, we all like good change, but sometimes people don't like to change. But thank God he's a master physician. He knows how to operate on you without hurting you. He's not like a lot of these physicians today. They just practicing on you. He knows exactly what he's doing. The word is quick and powerful. Sharper. Sharp. Nothing dull about his word. The word sharper than any two-edged sword. Dividing asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow, thought and intent. God know just what he's after. God know just how to build you. God know just how to take stuff out. God knows just how to remove stuff.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification.